Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil's negotiation teams are meeting to set out, I suppose, the parameters around which they will come to an agreement to form the large part, or the largest part certainly, of the next government. Whether they go in with another party or independence is yet to be decided. But one issue that needs to be talked about, according to my next guest, is Irish unity. It must take a central role in any negotiations to form a new government. That's Sinn Féin MEP for Ireland South, Kathleen Function, who's with me on the line. Kathleen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. What are you saying that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil need to be doing when they're talking about the economy, about health, about housing and other issues?
Yeah, well, the first thing I suppose I would say in relation to that is that there hasn't been a government formed yet, and we are still ourselves speaking to other parties and have always said in advance of the election and during the election campaign that we would speak to all parties. So I would still say that we're very much hopeful of being involved in some way, shape or form in relation to that. And there is a number of issues, I suppose, for us. You know, we published very clear housing and healthcare plans before the election. We all know how much crisis and, you know, how difficult it is at the moment for people in relation to health and housing, and I include mental health and the disability sector in that as well. But I mean, Irish unity is something that, particularly I suppose in the aftermath of Brexit, we're still seeing major difficulties and major issues, probably felt a little bit more maybe for those living in the border regions. But it is important that we actually do have a plan and that we do start looking at it seriously. So one of the key things that we're looking for would be to have a citizens' assembly on this, and that way you're bringing all the voices to the table, because it's really important that any discussions include all communities and include, you know, unionist communities as well. So that's, I suppose, specific what we're looking for. And we had always given the commitment, you know, that we would have a minister for state or a junior minister to look at this topic and to really start planning and start taking it seriously. So that's one of the key things for us. But I would say as well that there is still lots of issues. You know, sometimes I think people forget, you know, you get swept up in election campaigns and it becomes obvious about the numbers. But there, all of those issues that people spoke about, you know, we still have all of our young people potentially leaving the country, which, you know, nobody wants to see happening. But so many people are feeling forced out due to the housing situation. So there's very serious problems, you know, and you cover them on a regular basis on your show, so you know all too well. But it's really important, I suppose, that that's not forgotten. You know, it's nearly become about Harris versus Micheál, or, you know, the kind of the two buddies deciding everything together. And I think it's really, really important that we're still talking about these issues and exactly
sure.
How we're going to address them.
How likely do you think that the government or whoever forms the next government will do either of those things? A Minister for State for Unification or a Citizens' Assembly on our future unity or constitutional future?
Yeah, I think that it's up to those of us who are, you know, who have been campaigning for this and who see all of
the benefits. To push for it, to force them to do it, shall we say.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's about pressure, and I suppose it's not just pressure from a political point. You know, we see various kind of community groups and civic groups involved in this conversation as well. I definitely think the Citizens' Assembly, it should be something that should be looked at. We have seen in the past other really successful citizens' assemblies, you know, on various topics, and I actually think it's one of the really good forums that we've seen over, let's say, the last number of 10 years when it comes to a particular issue. You know, Repeal the Eighth is one, I suppose, that I will always reference. But I do think it's important, and it will be a good way of getting all the voices to the table and actually moving on to the next steps, you know.
Yeah. Look, the issue, I suppose, would be, from Fine Gael's point of view anyway, that Simon Harris said shortly after he became Taoiseach and leader of Fine Gael, he said that the issue of Irish unity is a legitimate aspiration, but it will not be his priority when he was coming in as Taoiseach. Is that your concern, that this isn't going to be a priority of the next government?
Yeah, I mean, it would be a concern, definitely. I mean, I think it is something that we need to be looking at very seriously and planning for. And I suppose I'd love to know what his priorities are, because certainly not you know, children with scoliosis or housing or the disability sector. So, you know, it's like I kind of think it's a little bit rich as well sometimes coming from Harris and others like that, that they sort of have this, you know, and I think we saw that during the campaign quite a lot. There's an arrogance to them that they're sort of like, well, we'll decide what the priorities are. Well, that's, you know, you really actually need to be consulting.
Well, are they not acting on their mandate, Kathleen? Are they not acting on their mandate? They got a mandate. They got voted in. Sinn Féin didn't get voted in sufficient numbers. Like, everyone who votes for you, everyone knows that it's a central plank for Sinn Féin. It's a central driving force behind your party to push for Irish unity. And I think there was a correct me if I'm wrong, a campaign pledge by Mary Lou MacDonald to have a referendum within the lifetime of the next government if Sinn Féin formed that. But the people of Ireland kind of decided for other reasons that they voted in Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil in sufficient numbers to form their own government.
Actually,
perhaps
that hasn't, nobody has been voted into government as of right now. There is no government.
But the likelihood is in the real politic of it all, the likelihood is they're in the driving seat with the number of seats they have.
I would argue very differently. First of all, we're more successful than Fine Gael, but I would argue very differently. If you look at the vote that we got, the most amount of TDs we've ever had, including, and can I take the opportunity?
Yeah, but that's with an increased all. That's with an increased all of 14 TDs. He actually lost vote share on the last election, did you not?
If you actually let me finish the point. First of all, I do want to mention Pa Daly because I haven't had the chance to congratulate him, so I'll take that opportunity now. But if you look at not just ourselves and our increased amount of seats, but if you look at other progressive parties and how they have done as well, there is definitely an appetite for change and there is a momentum for change building. And I think that's something that we can continue to grow and continue to build on. And I think if you look at it, even maybe in an international context, and how much there's been such a drive and I suppose an increase of very worrying far right, and we didn't have that thankfully in our election here. And I think in fact we saw the opposite, where there is people voting for change, whether with ourselves, we've seen an increased mandate for the Social Democrats and Labour as well. So I do think there's a momentum building there, and I think we have to continue with that. Yes, I know that negotiations are still ongoing. Yes, I know there's a very strong and real possibility that it will be Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in together again. I don't think people want that. I think they want to see a difference in terms of other parties involved in that.
Sure. Okay, let me ask you this finally, Kathleen, in the time we've left, and you've made your point in that, in fairness, in the time that's left, if you want to deliver on things for your voters like United Ireland, would you not reflect on the fact that it was a failure of your party and those other parties to come to some sort of agreement before the election, some sort of a pact before the election to provide that alternative and get the numbers in to try and oust Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, which is your stated intent, that you failed your voters in not organising that prior to the election? That the left is too split and too divided, as always in this country, to get into power and make changes and deliver a united Ireland?
Well, I think we've actually seen the opposite of that in this election, because you combine our seats along with, let's say, if you just take Labour and Social Democrats for the sake of this argument, we are increasing, and I do think there's a real...
But not enough, nowhere near enough to be the ones in the driving seat. Is my point.
Maybe not this time, but I think it is something that's growing, and I think that you have a responsibility as well in advance of an election. You know, obviously your main thing is to promote your own policies, promote your own message, to try and get the best mandate you can for your own party. But I also do think it's important that you don't rule out talking to anybody. I mean, look where that saw us in the north for so many years, and we're here talking about Irish unity. So we had always said we'd be willing to sit down and speak to all of the parties, and that is still our
still your position.
We are willing to sit down, but I will say very clearly that we won't sacrifice those policies in relation to Irish unity and housing and healthcare, because the country can't afford that, Gerry. We can't afford to see another 5 years where, for example, there's not proper investment in our disability services and for children waiting for assessments and therapy. So that is, and we will be continuing to fight, and I know Pa Daly will be central to that, and Kerry, regardless of where he's sitting, whether it's in a government or an opposition bench. So we'll make
or
sure
opposition benches.
That, that's where we're doing our absolute best for people, because that's really, really important.
Okay. And we'll see, Cathy, when there is a potent government, we'll see where Irish unity rests on that, and a response to your hopes for a citizens' assembly in that. We'll see where it goes when a new government is formed, whoever it's formed by. But thanks very much for giving us a review on that this morning.
Thanks.
Sinn Féin MEP, Ireland South, Kathleen Function there on the line.